and my daddy took me up a little path each Sunday morning when the church bell rang, to that little wooden meeting house that sat up on the hill, where they told of Jesus in the songs they sang. It was there that I first learned what a sinner I had been, and just how the Savior bled and died for me. You could feel the Spirit moving as the preacher gave the words, saying, Jesus is the one who set you free. It was just a little church,
but it sat on a rock foundation.
All the rain and wind couldn't batter down the door. Just an old-fashioned church,
but it was built on a rock foundation.
And if our faith is like it, we will live forevermore. As I grew up and went away, sometimes I would forget the lessons that I learned there long ago. But the Lord would then remind me of that altar way back then, and cause the Spirit once again to flow. It was just a little church,
but she sat on a rock foundation.
All the rain and wind couldn't batter down the door. Just an old-fashioned church,
but it was built on a rock foundation.
And if our faith is like it, we will live forevermore. Faith is lagging and you find yourself astray, and old Satan tries to tell you evil lies. Maybe what you need is just to go back where you were before, to the rock that saves you when the storms come by. It was just a little church,
but she sat on a rock foundation.
All the rain and wind couldn't batter down the door. Just an old-fashioned church,
but it was built on a rock foundation.
And if our faith is like it, we will live forevermore. Yes, if our faith is like it, we will live forevermore.
David Johnson and friends call the Rock Foundation. Brother David wrote that song and sings the lead part. They're doing a good job on Rock Foundation. Well, hello, friends, and welcome to this edition of It's Gospel Time. I'm Roger Boone, going to be right here with you for a little while, and want to thank you for taking your time to tune in to It's Gospel Time. Love to hear from you. The address, Roger Boone, 50 Boone Trail, Weaverville, North Carolina, 28787. Feel free to give me a call if you need to, and that number's 828-778-3350, 828-778-3350. Please continue to keep us in your prayers. We always appreciate that, and knowing that you're praying means a whole lot, so let us hear from you. All right, folks, if you're ever in the Asheville, North Carolina area, or perhaps you live in the Asheville area and would like to go to church with us, give me a call for information or directions, and that number is 828-778-3350. All right, let's move along from over around Glendale Springs, North Carolina, in what we refer to as the Northern Mountains. Is a group called the Calvary Reflections. These young men do a great job, and here they are to sing for you.
Who? He is Jesus, and he saved me. When I asked him, he forgave me. Inside my heart, that's where Jesus came to stay. Because he loved me, and he is the only way. If you ask me who, what, when, where, why, my answer is Jesus Christ. Who could change the way that I was living on my own? What could ever turn around the things that I'd done wrong? When I was so full of my own selfishness and pride, where I'd been and all I'd done, I had so much to hide. Why would Jesus love me and forgive me of my sins?
Ooh,
why was Jesus knocking on my heart to let him in?
Ooh,
he is Jesus,
whoa,
and he saved me.
When
I asked him, he forgave me.
Where?
Inside my heart, that's where Jesus came to stay.
Why?
Because he loved me and he is the only way. If you ask me
who, what, when, where, why, my answer is Jesus
Christ.
Who?
He is my Savior and his name is Jesus Christ.
Who?
He died that day to save my soul with his own life.
When?
2,000 years ago upon a rugged cross.
Who?
On Calvary's hill he bled and died to save the lost.
Why?
Because he loved me even though I was a sinner.
He forgave me.
He's my Savior.
He is Jesus Christ, my Lord.
Ooh. He is Jesus,
what?
And he saved me.
When
I asked him, he forgave me.
Where?
Inside my heart, that's where Jesus came to stay.
Why?
Because he loved me and he is the only way.
If you ask me who, what, when, where, why, my answer is Jesus. His name is Jesus. My answer is Jesus Christ.
That's the Calvary Reflections. My answer is Jesus Christ. Folk, it's not about me. It's not about you. It's all about him. And I hope today you know him as your personal Savior.
There was a great revival in our little country church. People came from miles around to hear about God's word. Anointed in the spirit, you could feel it in the air. My life was changed that night as I bowed my head in prayer. I heard my
Savior calling me.
Down on my knees.
Well, I raised my hands to Jesus. Pure faith has set me free.
Oh, praise God.
Praise God, I've seen the light. My Savior's calling me.
I'm so thankful for a Savior that would make the sacrifice. In a selfless, loving gesture, giving us eternal life. It's an offer for the taking. Listen with an open heart. It's a choice that's up to you. Hear the Savior calling to. I heard my
Savior calling me.
Calling,
calling,
me.
Calling me.
On that blessed night,
I fell down on my knees.
Pure faith has set me free.
Oh, praise God.
Praise God, I've seen the light. My Savior's calling me.
I heard my
Savior
calling,
calling me.
On that blessed night,
I fell down on my knees.
Well, I raised my hands to Jesus. Pure faith has set me free.
Oh, praise God.
Praise God, I've seen the light. My Savior's calling me.
Oh, praise God, I've seen the light.
I heard my
Savior calling,
calling me.
I'm sure glad that on that October the 8th, 1979, at revival meeting, I heard my Savior calling me, and I'm sure glad that I accepted him as my Savior. Here's the Primitive Quartet. All you'll see is the clay.
Someday the old undertaker will take my body in death, dress me up, lay me in. fold my arms upon my chest. My soul will flee from its prison and shackles of flesh and of bone. With my final breath, the angel of death will be there to carry me home. And when you look down in an old coffin, all you'll see is the clay. The spirit has fled, left my body in death, and all you'll see is the clay. It returns to the dust and never to suffer no more. And when you look down in an old coffin, all you'll see is the clay. The spirit has fled, left my body in death, and all you'll see is the clay. And all you'll see is the clay.
Oh, think about that, friend. All you'll see is the clay. Well, I'm convinced that God is not just coming for the Baptist or the denominational Church of God, whether it's the Cleveland Church or the Indiana Church or the Church of Christ or any other denominational church. I'm convinced he's coming after the redeemed. And I'm glad to report to you today that I've been redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. I hope that you can say the exact same thing, that you know Jesus as your personal Savior. Friends, I'm out of time and I've got to go. That is our time for this time. So, until the next time, this is Roger Boone saying goodbye, and may the Lord richly, richly bless you is our sincere prayer.
You've been listening to It's Gospel Time with Roger Boone. If you have special prayer requests or if you would like to be a part of this ministry, please send all correspondence to Roger Boone, 50 Boone Trail, Weaverville, North Carolina, 28787. And thanks for listening.